Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, who keeps eyes on state politics for us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, of course, this week marks a budget deadline. Friday night at midnight, of course, the lawmakers are supposed to have a budget. But as the quotes around the phrase in your column today, it could be bare bones.
It could be bare bones. There's a lot of issues that are more policy issues, whether it's raising the age that you can try a teenager for a felony, whether it's workers' comp reform, all sorts of issues that are being discussed. And it looks like if it gets too late, they could just jettison them down the road and deal with them later, and instead just pass what's known as a bare-bones budget that would allow government to keep operating. Governor's office says they don't foresee a bare-bones budget, but maybe a return to the budget extenders, the short-term budget extenders, to keep government going until they can get a clearer picture of what the federal budget will mean for the state.
Well, and of course, an on-time budget would look good for the governor, and I see that he has written an op-ed in the Daily News going after the folks on health care and what's happened on Friday with the failure to vote. And the question always is he seeking higher office? And, you know, in tying with the state budget, it might help him if it's on time.
Well, the state budget certainly has been a source of pride for him. It's been 6 years of timely budgets after years and years of late budgets. You know, the question has been, does the legislature really want to give him a late budget? Not so much for the presidential politics, but they're still mad at him last year for what they say is reneging on a deal for the first legislative pay raise since 1999. But certainly the governor has gotten very vocal about national politics, and he's out there, something he didn't really do during his first term. A lot of people do think he's eyeing 2020 and that everything he does moving forward is on a parallel track, as it has been, frankly, since 2011. Does it work for New York State, and does it work for his national ambitions?
From there to standardized tests, a big subject for many folks with children in public schools, and the issue of opt-out.
Right, the teachers union has gotten aggressive. They have not liked these standardized tests. They particularly didn't like when the governor tried to tie them to the teacher evaluation systems, that these scores would be a unit of measurement to rate a teacher. They got a moratorium. They won a moratorium in late 2015 and last year, but still they've put up billboards across upstate. They're putting up ads in bus shelters reminding parents that they can opt their kids out of the tests. The English part of the test start this week, and the math in early May. The powerful teachers union is saying, hey, don't forget, you can opt out. 20% did last year.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays, and we sure appreciate it. You can go to nydailynews.com for any of those stories and more. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.